Suvos Parakhes Mishnah Dalad. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Makum Shefa Kocho Bechnisasa, Hora Kocho Bitsiasa. In the areas where the husband has a lot of strength when he marries her, he has a weakness when she either gets divorced or when he dies first. Makom Shahora Kocho Bechnisasa, where the husband is weak when he marries her. In that area, Yafa Kocho Bitsiasa, he has quite a lot of strength when he divorces her or when she outlives him. And what are the cases? Peres hamechubar makarka, fruits which are attached to the ground. Bechnisasa shelo, when he marries her, they're his. Ubitziasa shelo, when he divorces her or when he dies first, then they go to her. Batlush makarka, fruits which are disconnected from the ground. Bechnisasa shelo, when he marries her, they are hers. Ubitziasa shelo, but when she gets divorced or when she outlives him, then they belong to him or his estate. Ksuos parches mishnehe. Naftula avadim ushfachos zikenim. If servants and maids who are old fall to her in inheritance or as a gift, yimachru v'ilakach v'hen parkav v'ochel peres. They should be sold for land, and he should eat the fruits of the land. Rabban Shimon Gamliel omer lo timkar, you should not sell them, neshein shebach b'savia, because they're part of her family's, or sort of a family heirloom, and therefore would not be correct to split it away, to sell them away from her family. Nafla zesim gufam zekenim, what if old olive trees or old grape trees fall to her in inheritance? Yimarful eitzim bilakach bem karkav uachal peros, then they should be sold for land so that they could buy land and the husband could eat the fruit. Rabbi Omer lo timkor, it should not be sold, mipnei shein shevach beisavia, because they're part of her family inheritance, a part of family heirloom, therefore should stay in the family. If somebody incurs expenses in managing his wife's estate, let's say he spent a lot of money and only made a little bit of profit, or I guess made a little bit of revenue, or maybe he spent very little money in expenses and enjoyed a lot of revenue, basically he keeps the profits but also has to eat the loss. What he spent, and what he, what revenue he took in. Hotzi v'lo achal. However, if he made expenditures but never had any revenue at all from the land, yishava kama hotzi v'yito. He could swear how much money he spent and collect that upon giving her back her land upon divorce or the estate upon his death.